Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tomorrow, everyone, Donald Trump will be addressing a joint session of Congress, his first address to both houses of Congress in his second term. We're going to have special coverage of that starting at 8 p.m. tomorrow. This is happening tomorrow evening. Following the speech, we're going to also broadcast the Democratic response given this year by newly elected U.S. Senator Alyssa Slotkin from Michigan. You're going to want to check this out. Again, our special coverage begins just before 8 p.m. tomorrow. Not to be missed, especially because I was reading earlier today that many Democrats have invited Ukrainian Americans to join them for this address. We are going to be joined at the bottom of this half hour by Wisconsin Ukrainians. We've got Karina Tweedwell joining us. Tweedell joining us. We're going to talk about the rally that they held on Saturday. We're going to share with you information about where you can find out more about Wisconsin Ukrainians and their efforts to aid Ukraine. So again, you're going to want to keep it locked. But right now, we are talking to my very special guest from the Center for American Progress Action Fund, Greta Bedakovics, about the SAVE Act. The SAVE Act, again, not saving anything, surely not saving married women's ability to vote. Greta, again, thank you so much for making time. I wanted to share with you some feedback we got from one of our texters on the text line, texting in from the 608 in the Madison area. Yes, I went through a heck of a time to get my real ID from the Wisconsin DMV. I had to get certified copies of my birth certificate and marriage license for $40, and then I had to go back to the DMV, in other words, to comply with Wisconsin's voter ID law and the real ID, which is now being used increasingly for travel to verify identities for travel purposes. The texter continues, last fall, I spent $180 to get my very first passport thinking that this might happen. For folks who have just tuned in, Greta, explain again what the SAVE Act requires and why it places married women's voting rights at great risk.
Absolutely. So SAVE Act is legislation that would basically require Americans to prove to their election official that they're a citizen by either presenting a passport or a government-issued photo ID, like your driver's license, with your birth certificate. But the issue for married women arises because it's very explicit that basically the name you register to vote under, your current legal name, has to match the one on the birth certificate. And that's not something that millions of married women have.
It's such an incredible hurdle. And again, given Republicans' stated affinity for married women, I wonder how this is going over from Republican married women. Have any Republican married women in Congress stood up and said, hey, I don't think this is a good idea? Or have these votes been entirely along party lines?
The votes haven't been entirely along party lines, but I do think we haven't seen Republican, elected officials speaking out on this, but I think in a lot of conservative and red states, we have seen a lot of women starting to speak up on this. We saw some town halls in Georgia, for example, where a congressman, Congressman McCormick from Georgia, was confronted about this. And, it's a red state, it's a pretty red district, but you saw this town hall and women cheering when he was being questioned about this SAVE Act. And I think ironically on this part too, Republican women are actually more likely to take their spouse's name than Democratic and liberal leaning women. So this provision in particular hits Republican women actually the hardest. But when you look at the passport, the data shows the same thing there. Republicans are actually less likely to have a passport than Democrats and independents. Of course, rural communities are also affected in their own right. But really, no matter which way you cut this bill, it's actually Republicans in many instances who are the worst off.
Yeah, I was just looking at the article that was published by the Center for American Progress, which we will share on our show notes for today. 53% of U.S. citizens do not have 53% have a passport, so nearly half do not. Only 43% of Wisconsin citizens have a passport. So it's nearly 1.3 million Wisconsin women do not have the requisite documents to go vote if this were adopted tomorrow, if Donald Trump signed this into law tomorrow. 1.3 million Wisconsin women may be locked out of voting on April 1st in our Supreme Court race, which many believe will decide whether or not women have the right to control their own bodies. It seems a little retrograde, might be a nice way to put it, Greta, that yet again, we may be entering into a time where laws are being made by elected representatives that women aren't themselves able to select in the meaningful way that we at least have been since 1920. Where can people go to find out more about this, Greta, and what should people be doing if this is concerning to them?
Yeah, I think one thing I'd point out there, too, I think we've heard a lot of people try and downplay this bill and say, like, you know, there's precedent in here for married women, how to take care of married women. But I want to be very clear that, like, right, we've seen conservatives and Republicans openly opposing the 19th Amendment, women's right to vote. We've seen them now dragging women out of town halls. We've seen them tell women to step aside, you know, telling them to step out of places of power. So, like, this bill is not coming at a coincidental time, right? And a lot of times things that are meant to set us back are often disguised to look innocuous and innocent. And so even in the face of being told exactly what this would do to married women by their own constituents, Republicans have not balked. They've continued to push this bill and continue to make it a priority. So, like, it is not a coincidence. I would encourage everybody, of course, to come to the Center for American Progress, look at our resources. Brennan Center for Justice also has great resources, between secretaries of state like Jocelyn Benson from Michigan speaking out on this and publishing fantastic resources and videos and things like that. And I would truly encourage every person to call their member of Congress and tell them what this bill would do, because it would change the way voting works for every single American citizen. And even if you have this documentation, voting will not be easy for you, right? You can no longer register to vote online. You can no longer mail in an application. And so you'd have to go in person. You can no longer register to vote from your couch.
Folks, that's Greta Bedakovics from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Again, we're going to put their article on the SAVE Act on our show notes for today. You can find those at civicmedia.us/Maggie Dawn Show. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Wisconsin Ukrainians Karina Tweedwell. We're going to talk about their rally on Saturday and what the United States about face means for you and Wisconsin. When we come back right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.